الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the world today, when we study and analyze, we see there are difference of opinions on almost everything. However, on one issue, there is no difference of opinion. Whether a person is a Muslim or he belongs to any other religion, or the person is an atheist, he or she will accept that death is a reality. Each one of us know that one day we will have to return to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and Almighty Allah has enshrined us in various places in several ayats of the Noble Quran, Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. Every living being shall taste death. In Islam, my brothers, death is not annihilation. Death is a transfer from one realm to another. We lived in the womb of our mother for 7, 8, 9 months, then we came here to this world. We live here for a certain period, and then we enter barzakh. Barzakh is a partition. Is that place between dunya, this world, and the akhirah, the final abode. So this is what we have to learn today, that how do we prepare for this death? In this very month, in Jumad al-Ukhra, on the 22nd of Jumad al-Ukhra, my brothers, it is the 13th year after the Hijrah. The greatest person, after all Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam and messengers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala on his demise takes place. Did we ever study? Did we ever learn how Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda left this world? Open Bukhari Sharif, you will find Imam Bukhari rahimahullah brings a heading, Babul Maut Yawm al-Ithnain, to pass away on a Monday. He, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu Ithani Ithnain, the second of the two, he wants to imitate, emulate the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every walk of life. He used to cry, he used to beg, he used to beseech Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, grant me death on a Monday. Be honest, my brothers, when last did we ever beg and beseech Allah, give us death with Iman, give us death on a Friday or on a Monday or in Ramadan? We so engrossed in our worldly pursuits and activities, we even forget that death is hovering above our dead. Think about it seriously. Sakarat starts for Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh. Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha is there. The tears are rolling down and she read some poetry. He said, Oh Aisha, we say radiallahu anha. Say, Waja'at sakaratul mawti bilhaq. He said, Abu Bakr radiallahu anh, Siddiq is teaching his beloved daughter Siddiqa. On this occasion you should be reading this verse. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ My brothers, sisters, listeners, did we ever wonder, ponder what is sakarat? When a person is intoxicated and drunk, you say he is in the state of sukara, sukran, on the day of justice, when the day of justice unfolds. Almighty Allah describes it in Surah Hajj, right in the beginning. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. That you think the people are intoxicated. They are not intoxicated. They have lost control. When a person is drunk, intoxicated, he drives straight into the pole or in the tree. When we're leaving this world, we lose control of everything. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's last moments, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes his finger Mubarak, inserts it in the cup of water, water is there in that cup, and then sprinkling on his face, Allahumma inni ala sakaratil maut. Oh Allah, assist me against the pains and pangs of death. Imagine the master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah jalla wala, setting the precedent for humanity and posterity. Prepare for that sakarat. It could be 1 minute, it could be 1 second, it could be years also. Sakarat can go on for years also. So remember, my brothers, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, his beloved Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, his son is gone. 40 years, ulama have written, had passed. He had not seen the Mubarak countenance of his son. The son had not seen his beloved father. And then the news came that Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam is in Egypt. He is here in Canaan and Palestine. The family is about to reunite. So Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam gives his kurta Mubarak and says, put this on the Mubarak face of Yaqub alayhi salam. فَارْتَدَّ بَصِيرًا. And his eyesight is restored. He says, oh son, we're living in famine and drought. I can't give you anything. Oh beloved sons, one dua I will give you. One dua I'll teach you. And that is, Allah make your sakarat easy for you. Which father today will tell his sons that? Which father today will tell his sons that Allah make your sakarat easy for you? How many of us do that? So brothers, we should think this is reality. Then when death comes, we are there. What should we be doing? Lakinu mawtakum. Read for the person who is in the last stages. Read the kalima la ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Because when he leaves with death, inshallah, he enters Jannah. Today we heard Maulana Muhammad Dadabai's father passed away. Yesterday we heard Maulana Imutala's father passed away. Allah Jalla Wala grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus and all the marhumeen. Allah grant the family Sabre Jameel. Now what should me and you be doing? What will be our response? Just now I translated Sheikh Salih bin Humayt's khutbah. And this is what prompted me to speak on this. Subhanallah, he doesn't know that we have all these janazas here. But his whole khutbah today in the Haram Sharif in Makkah. Oh Ummah, what will happen to us at the time of Sakarat? What will happen to us at the time of death? That was his whole khutbah to sum it up. Almighty Allah mentions three categories of people. Death will come, it's inevitable. But my brothers, what will be the response? The non-Muslim, Allah speaks. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ. When death comes to the non-Muslim, he begs, he be pleased with Allah, رَبِّ ارْجِعُونِ. Please Allah, send me back, لَأَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا. I will do all the good deeds you said, فِيمَا تَرَكْتُ, which I neglected. What is Allah's answer? كَلَّا, nay. I gave you enough opportunity, I gave you enough chance and occasions. كَلَّا, no, it will not be accepted. And that was a non-Muslim. We all know what happens thereafter. The Muslim is living with Iman, but now he has so much regret and remorse. So many good deeds I could have done, but I squandered my time and wasted my time in so many futile activities and speech. What Allah speaks of the Muslim? Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu made this tafsir. The Muslim will plead and beg with Allah. Surah 63, verse number 10. Rabbi laula khartani ila ajalin qareeb. Ya Allah, give me slight extension. One day, Ya Allah. Give me 1 hour.
What you want to do, O Muslim? فَأَسْوَدَّقْ I will give charity. I will do a good deed, Ya Allah. وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ I'll become from the pious people. Allah's answer, listen to Allah's words. A subtle suggestion to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Surah 63 verse 11. وَلَيُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا Almighty Allah will not grant extension when the time comes for death. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your demise will take place at the age of 63. It will be in the 11th year of the Hijrah. See the lata'if and the greater meanings of the Quran Sharif. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, Akthiru zikra hazimil lazzat. We all love the finer things in life. I love to stay in five-star hotel, fly first class or business class. You love all that. We all love it. But remember when we contemplate and reflect and think, then remember this death is the one that will crush all our lazzat, all our pleasures. So reflect and think abundantly of that that destroys all our pleasures, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. What is that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Al-maut, the hadith in Tirmidhi. And that is death. Take Salafi Sali, how they passed away. Sheikh Salih bin Humaid is the oldest imam now, currently, among the imam. He's almost 40 years imam in Haramul Makki. Sheikh Salih bin Humaid mentioned a wonderful incident I relate to you. He says this incident took place in Iraq. Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala, and we went to his grave also. See, just for a moment, let me transgress. There are three Sahaba brothers. These are Sahaba, the beloved students, companions of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We in 2019, this incident took place in 1929. So we're going back 90 years plus minus. So nevertheless, my brothers, Salman Farsi radiallahu an, Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu an, and Abdullah bin Jabir radiallahu an, all three Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. The king of Iraq saw a dream that time that water is seeping into their graves. He forgot about it. The Grand Mufti saw the dream. He came rushing to the ruler and said that we have to do something, that the water is seeping into the graves of this Mubarak Sahaba and honorable Sahaba. He, the king, said, yes, I saw the dream, but I forgot about it. He said, let's have an emergency meeting. The verdict was passed. We will exhume the bodies of these honorable Sahaba. The news spread like fire. And what happens after that? The ulama of Hijaz, Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, 1929 that is. Saudi Arabia, as you understand it, we understand it, came into existence 1932. It's before that. 1929, this incident took place. The ulama of Hijaz said, no, it's not every day you exhume the bodies of Sahaba. The time for Hajj is near. And lo and behold, you postpone it to after Hajj. Hajj was performed, the ulama came from France, the TV crew also came. All this is documented. Lo and behold, brothers, Sahaba, who is Salman Farsi? Salmanu Minna. Salman is part of Ahlul Bayt. Who is Huzaifa bin Yaman? Sahibu Sirli Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the confidant of the Master alayhi salatu salam. Abdullah bin Jabir, the Sahabi and companion of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One by one they exhumed the bodies. Every one of them, the bodies 100% intact and the eyes and body still shining and glittering. That are Sahaba. So Hisar bin Abi Waqqas from Kufa comes to Madain. They buried in Madain. So when he came there, Salman Farsi is in Sakarat. Ma yubkika ya Salman. Why are you crying so much, O Salman? You are the Ahlul Bayt. You are the family of Nabi alayhi salam. So many great tidings Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave you. And you crying? This is what Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas mentioned to him. The hadith mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. Salman says, yes, I remember all the virtues the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. But I cry today, inna khalili awsani, that my khalil Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave me one advice and said, O Salman, when you live in this world, then live like a musafir, a traveler. كَزُلِّ رَاكِبِينَ, like a person who just gets some shade and then he has to move on, like we're in transit and we have to just move. So we all are in transit here in this world. But today when I look at myself, Salman, I have this possession and that possession. Maybe I did not fulfill that covenant and that pledge which Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me. So therefore I'm crying. So much I have accumulated. Why has Nabi alayhi salam told me that? So imagine this was Sahaba. Where are me and you? So when we meet Almighty Allah, we have to meet with husnul dhan. We have to be positive that Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala special mercy will envelope us. You take our time. It is 1999. It is Sheikh Abul Hassan al-Nadwi. Some of you might have met him also. He's our ustad also. He gave us permission and ijazat of hadith also. So mashallah, we met Hazrat on many, many occasions. So it is 99 Ramadan. It is Friday. And Ramadan, Friday, Ramadan, he took ghusl, he read Surah Yasin, reading Surah Kahf, and in Quran, and Malakul Maut comes and takes him away from this world. What will you say of such a personality? Not only that, I was in the Haram Sharif. 27 night, more than 2 million people in the Haram, 1999. I could not get place, I was right there in Safa Marwa. We performed and read the Isha Salat and they announced Sheikh Abdullah Subayil, he also passed away, Rahimahullah is the Imam. They announced we're reading Salatul Janaza Alal Ghaib on Samahati Sheikh Abil Hassan al-Nadwi. In the Haram Sharif in Makkah, they read Salatul Janaza for him. In Masjid Nabawi, they read Salatul Janaza for him. Who gets honor like that? When he went to the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Banu Shaiba family told him, Ya Abul Hassan, in front of you, we cannot open the door of Kaaba. Take the keys of the Kaaba and you open the Kaaba. For an Indian Ali. So brothers, this is what we need to learn. When we give our life for the deen of Allah, Allah will give us such honor. Our Mawlana's father passed away. They are the Sadaqah Jariyah. Who can take that away from them? Nobody. Mawlana Dadabai, you are the Sadaqah Jariyah. So remember, tomorrow we all have to go. Now the question arises, that what are we going to do for the deceased? I lost my parents, you lost your parents, you lost someone near and dear. Now what do we do? There's 5 things each one can do, my brothers. Number one, you lost your parents. So read Surah 14, verse 41. Learn these duas, we can learn all these cricket stars and soccer stars. How come we can't learn one ayat, my brothers? Surah 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا فِلِّي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُوبُ الْحِسَابِ Ya Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents, forgive the believers, the day when the reckoning is established. Daily read it. In a short period of time, you will see your beloved father, mother in a dream and they'll be smiling with you. My son is reading for me. You lost your brother. You lost your sister. You lost someone near and dear to you. What do you read, O Muslim? Read Surah 59, verse 10. And that is, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَالْإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ Ya Allah, forgive us. Forgive our brothers, sisters who passed away before us with Iman. How come we cannot learn these du'as, my brothers? So 2 things. Third one, the hadith is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad on the authority of Ma'qil bin Yasar. Is mentioned in Abu Dawood and Ibn Majah. And I want to make this very clear. Today there's a movement, people want to discourage us and say we cannot read Quran Sharif for the dead and the amwat, we reject that. Whoever says it ka inan man kan, we reject it. Remember, we the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, Hanafis all accept it. Open Kitab al-Ruh of Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, page 17, you will find the incident there. That how you should be reading Quran for the deceased. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iqra Yasin ala mawtakum. Read Surah Yasin for your deceased. Did we read today? Make multiple intention, my brothers. So every day read it and see, tomorrow we leave this world, somebody will be reading for us. So that is what we want. So three things already. Surah 14 verse 41, Surah 59 verse 10, read Surah Yasin for your deceased, and that is permissible according to all four schools. The entire Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we accept it. Fourth one, Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes. Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna umma Sa'din qad tuwfiyat. My beloved mother passed away, Ya Rasulallah. What should I do? The Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-ma, water. He went himself, hafara bi'ran, faqala hadhi li ummi Sa'd, open Mishkat, you will find it. He went, he dug up the borehole and the well and dedicated it to his mother. You are alive, my brothers, on our sports, on our golf and our weddings and what and what. We spend millions and thousands of rand. Don't we have the means? In your lifetime, put up that borehole, some township, go to Zimbabwe, Malawi, and where. People have to walk kilos and kilos for the water. So my brothers, in that way you make intention for yourself, for your beloved parents, and for the deceased. It doesn't mean only for the dead and deceased. Make intention for those alive, those who have passed on, those still to come, your children, your wife is expecting. Ya Allah, I'm digging up this borehole, sponsoring this borehole for her. So, and the children, our child to be born this year, next year. For Ramadan preparation, my brothers, you still got more than 2 months. What did Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِنْ أُمَّتِي حَدِيثِ مُسْنَدِ بَزَّارِ. Every one of you, my ummah, male, female, adult and child, I, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, want you to buy a heart and memorize Surah Yasin. How come we can't do that, brothers? 83 verses. 30 surah, 30 verses of Surah Mulk. There also Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, everyone should buy a heart it. Go open Tafsir ibn Kathir, you will find it. Piran-e-Pir, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimahullah. He left us with a very powerful message. For this occasion, there will be janazah today in this masjid after Asr. Asr ke baad hai na? Ji? Acha masjid al. Masjid al-Hilal, there will be janazah salat today. So think about it, brothers. Tomorrow is our turn. What did Piran-e-Pir, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimahullah, say? Open Hunyatul Talibin. What did he say? وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ. How many kafans and shrouds are being washed every day? Tomorrow will be our turn. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَجْهُولُ. But the person going into the kafan today is so busy. How's the dollar? How's the euro? How's the rand and the rupee? Everybody busy, busy, busy. I was in Japan, in China and all these places, South Korea. I told my wife, all these people, they're keeping their gaze down. But not because of Islam. They're addicted to that phone and thus and thus. Did we ever think tomorrow I'll go in a kafan? Tomorrow what will happen? وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَجْهُولُ وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ. How many graves are being dug every day? Mona Yim Mutala will go today. Mona Muhammad Dadabai will go today. Remember me and you should go. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man zara qabra abawayhi o ahadima yawm al-jumu'ah hufira lahu wa kutiba barra. The hadith in Bayhaqi. Who visit the grave of his parents on a Friday. So Almighty Allah will forgive you. Allah will elevate your rank and you considered as a pious son. Imagine. Our parents are so special. They have rights over us after our death. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَجْغُولُ وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. Today I bought my new Merc. Today I bought my new BM. Today I bought another property. These occasions of joy and happiness, they deceive us, my brothers. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ. How many a person is smiling? My health is good. My children pass with distinction. My business is flourishing. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ وَهُوَ عَنْ قَرِيبٍ هَالِكُ. Very soon will be history, my brothers. تَوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمِينَ وَالْحِقْنَا بِالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. Ya Allah, take us with iman on that day. اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْ خَيْرَ أَيَّامِنَا يَوْمَ نَلْقَاكَ فِيهِ. Ya Allah, make that the best day in our life, the day we come to meet you. May Almighty Allah forgive all the marhumeen and grant them Jannatul Firdaus and grant the family Sabr Jameel. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ.